The latest Brexit talks failed this week in Salzburg, and it is a big hit for British Prime Minister Theresa May. This morning, she's speaking out.
Throughout this process, I have treated the EU with nothing but respect. The UK expects the same.
European leaders rejected May's proposal to keep the UK in Europe's single market system. NPR's Frank Langfitt joins us now from London, where he's been following all this closely. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Rachel.
What else did Theresa May have to say this morning?
Well, you know, it's really interesting, Rachel. There was almost no news, but it was more the tone that you heard in that clip from her. She's feeling really disrespected. She was meeting with other leaders like Emmanuel Macron of France, Angela Merkel from Germany, and some here saw the way she was treated as sort of a humiliation. As she was going into these negotiations, she thought that the European Union leaders would throw her a bone, help her out with her Conservative Party here, that she's under a lot of pressure to get a good deal on Brexit. And instead, the EU leaders of the countries in the European Union found her very kind of strident and unbending. That's what we're hearing. Mm-hmm. And that her approach went over badly. And they ended up stiffing her publicly and just saying, you know, we're not going to help you out on this at all. We reject your plan. And so she had to come home here basically empty handed.
What is the fundamental impasse?
Well, it's complicated, but I would say this. Both sides agree on one thing. They don't want a hard border on the island of Ireland. This is one big, big issue, but it's about how you do it. May has said she wants to stay inside the single market, at least for goods, so that basically the UK could trade goods seamlessly with the EU and avoid a border across Ireland. The EU says, you know, you can't cherry pick the benefits when you're actually leaving our club. And what they have suggested is a border on the Irish Sea. Basically, the problem with that is, and that would avoid a hard border on Ireland, but would create a new one actually in the United Kingdom. Now, May says there is no prime minister in the United Kingdom who would ever accept an international border inside the country. This is how she put it.
I will not overturn the result of the referendum, nor will I break up my country. We need serious engagement on resolving the two big problems in the negotiations. And we stand ready.
Except that it seems like the EU is the party that has all the leverage in this moment.
It does in a lot of ways. You know, it is a much larger economy than the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom decided to hold this referendum, which many people thought was unwise. And now it seems to be asking for favors, really for a number of months, from the European Union. And the European Union is not willing to give a lot of ground based on the power dynamics here. Now, the European Union does not want a disorderly Brexit. The economies in, you know, German car makers, other people on the continent, businesses would be hurt by that. But most economists say that the United Kingdom would be hurt far more. And so that's where things stand at the moment.
What happens now? Because there is some urgency. There is a deadline.
Yeah, they're running out of time. It was really interesting is that the European Union said yesterday, you know, we want a deal and wrapping this thing up in October. So they're shortening the timeline for her. What she said today is the ball's in your court. She said, you know, I gave an offer. You didn't offer anything back. So we're at a moment. It's a stalemate. And there's not much time left. And the stakes are very, very high. And honestly, nobody wanted it to go this way.
Someone's going to have to give eventually. NPR's Frank Langfitt, thanks so much.
Very welcome, Rachel.